Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our triple option feature. We're joined by Steve Geller, Mike Dettelier, along with Charlie Long. Steve, you got it first.
Well, guys, when I heard this, I had to get this up for our triple option feature. Taysom Hill arrived in 2017 here in New Orleans, and no one was really sure on what position the stud would play. Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Saints, appeared recently on the Kay Adams Show up in Adams, and he had ideas of Taysom playing defense.
Early on, we kind of thought about, you know, making him a Sam linebacker.
Oh my God!
But there's
Shut up.
No, I'm not
no
kidding.
No way.
We talked about that.
Who's we?
Well, we on defense. All right. But the head coach at the time was like, he wasn't giving up anything. So
got it. But you're the head coach. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But now we got him doing so many things now. Fullback, runner. It's only so many ball plays a guy can play.
Where would you put him on defense?
I'd play him at Sam linebacker.
Wow.
And I'd rush him about 50% of the time.
He would kill people, feel like Taysom Hill. I love it. I think one game.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's do it in one game.
All right. Well, let's see. let's see him do what he's going to do at fullback, at tailback, at receiver, at tight end.
Yeah.
Personal protector, kick returner. He's got enough jobs.
You know, Steve, you bring that up in what Coach talked about. Mike Westhoff, who was the special teams coach, he was the guy.
The initial, right.
The initial guy to say, hey, I got an idea for him. Because you know why? He thought Tim Tebow could do it. And he was like, man, the closest guy. And he said he's a better athlete than Tebow. I think we ought to put him on all our special teams. You know, he can. I'm not sure about if he can throw the ball consistently enough to play quarterback. But Sean was convinced somewhere down the line he could have. But he said, man, I know you can play running back, fullback, all these other spots. And then this is the first time I've heard, you know, Dennis Allen saying they were lobbying for him to play the Sam linebacker position to rush the quarterback.
I always thought safety's possible for Taysom. I never really considered him for Sam.
I don't know about the coverage part.
Gotcha.
But I do know one thing. Hey, you see the guy with the football?
Hit him.
Get after it.
Yeah.
That's what DA said. Rush the quarterback 50% of the time.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I'm going to go with the Pelicans putting out their press release about signing Javonte Green. Mike, we reported on it the other day. It's official. Pelicans announced today the team signed free agent guard/forward Javonte Green. He's a wing. Per team policy, terms of the deal are not disclosed now. You know, generally on Twitter and X or whatever you want to call it, people have said that it's a league minimum, a veteran minimum for someone like Javonte Green. 6'5", 205 pounds, appeared in 9 games with the Bulls during the 2023-24 season, averaging 12.2 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 25.6 minutes per game. He also played in 10 games last season with the G League Santa Cruz Warriors, averaging 12.8 points, 6.8 rebounds, 1.3 steals, and 22.2 minutes per game. So a productive veteran, the guy that's 31 years old. And, you know, I've seen kind of people flash around the idea that this could be the Najee Marshall replacement. I don't know if he's going to be used that much unless there are significant injuries to this team. But he kind of fills a similar role. Now, Najee played a ton of minutes for this team this past year, specifically playing 66 games in 2023, but also 77 games in 2022, and basically playing about 20 minutes per game off the bench. He signed with the Dallas Mavericks on a 3-year, $27 million contract back in July. So, you know, maybe Javonte Green does have a similar type of role. I just think that it would probably take probably a couple injuries to get to that point. At the same time, you're signing a guy basically for a veteran minimum, someone that can be decently productive if you need him to be. And so that's the new wing that the Pelicans have added.
Would you say he's a better shooter than Najee?
I don't think so. I think Najee definitely developed his shooting as he went along. Specifically this past year, he had career highs in shooting. And I think that's part of the reason why Dallas was so willing to give him that type of contract, a 3-year, $27 million deal, was because he had career highs in both field goal shooting at 46, but also three-point shooting at 38%. Now, Javonte Green's had decent shooting numbers throughout his career as well. But there's a reason why people are kind of comparing them. If you're looking at, you know, Javonte's numbers this past year, three-point shooting 37%, field goal shooting 60%, but granted that was in 9 games. It's a much smaller sample size.
So, again, Steve, what you brought up, you kind of stole my thunder. I was going to go with that. Goes to show you, when you're the head coach, you got the final say. Okay, Dennis wanted him on the defensive side of football. We all know with Sean Payton. Man, what? Man, you ain't playing no defense. You on the offensive side of football. So
Sean let Westhoff use him, though, since he discovered him, though, since on special teams.
Because you, okay, early on, and I give Westhoff a lot of credit here, he had the vision that no one else had.
Right.
Okay, because you claimed him off waivers. Because the Packers, you know, they were trying to sneak him back onto the practice squad. But Westhoff had a vision for him. And I give Mike a lot of credit there that he sort of figured it out on special teams. Now, the offensive stuff, you know, Sean had a lot to do with that early on. Again, man, you look back over the last 50 years of the NFL, there's nobody you can compare Taysom Hill to.
No, now he's added fullback this year.
Yeah, man. And I think you, man, I don't want him lead fullback too many times. He's going to get himself hurt that way. But as a runner, receiver, man, ain't much he can do. And we had that pickleball tournament. And Drew said, got to figure out a way to have him under center 12 times a game.
And you know A-Bear loved that.
Oh, Lord. I almost had to hose him down after Drew said it. We'll be back after this segment here. We'll finish it off on hour number two right after this break on the Big 870 WWO.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.